Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. India and Slovakia signed two MOUs to cooperate in MSMEs and foreign service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes climate change as biggest crisis, says solution lies in sustainable lifestyle. Naga tribal leaders rally in Kohima to protest Indo-Myanmar border fencing. And RBI cuts repo rate by 25 basis points, lowers India's GDP growth forecast to 6.5% for 2025-26. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests with President Peter Pellegrini of the Slovak Republic during one-to-one meeting and delegation-level talks in Bratislava. Both leaders witnessed the exchange of two MOUs to cooperate in the field of MSMEs and on foreign service. During her meeting, Ms. Murmu highlighted the immense potential for the two countries to collaborate more closely in the rapidly expanding media, entertainment, and creative economy sectors of India, including promoting Slovakia as a filming destination and a partner in joint film production. She also invited Slovakia to take part actively in the upcoming WAVE Summit in Mumbai from 1st to 4th May. Upon her arrival to Slovakia earlier, President Murmu was extended a traditional Slovak welcome and accorded a ceremonial welcome with the Guard of Honor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described climate change as the biggest crisis today, saying its solution lies in sustainable lifestyle, which is being practiced by the Jain community for centuries. He said this while addressing a function on Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi today. Calling for promoting local products, the Prime Minister said more and more items made in India should be bought and others must also be encouraged to do so. He underlined the need to make local to global.
साथियों जब मैं वोकल फॉर लोकल कहता हूं जो सामान बना है भारत जो बीके भारत में भी और दुनिया भर में जिस सामान को बनाने में किसी भारतीय के पसीने की खुशबू हो जिस सामान में भारत की मिट्टी की महक हो हमें उसे खरीदना है और दूसरों को भी प्रेरित करना है.
Highlighting that the philosophy of Navkar Mahamantra is connected to the vision of a developed India, he appealed to the people to take 9 resolutions. These are to save water, one tree in the name of mother, mission of cleanliness, vocal for local, domestic tourism, adopting natural farming, adopting healthy lifestyle, bringing yoga and sports into life, and resolution to help the poor. He said that New India will look for opportunities through artificial intelligence and show the path to world spirituality. On Viksit Bharat, Mr. Modi said that developed India means development as well as heritage. Angami Public Organization, APO, today led a public rally of all Naga tribal units in Kohima to protest the center's decision on Indo-Myanmar border fencing. The rally also called for immediate restoration of the free movement regime in its original form and withdrawal of the protected area permit from Nagaland. Addressing the rally, APO President Tejao Vihenyo claimed that the government of India's action violate the historical and cultural rights of the Naga indigenous people. He urged every citizen to support the cause.
Forcing our people to obtain border pass to move in their own land is unacceptable. As it tantamounts to taking permission to move around one's own home. Constructing fences along the border and dividing our people and our land is an outright violation of the indigenous rights.
During the event, speeches were delivered by Kampe Konyak from Longwa village in Mon and P. Shingya from Dan village in Noklak. Kohima Sumi Hoho president K. Shivoto Wotsa also expressed solidarity. Following the rally, all leaders representing 19 Naga tribal bodies in Kohima signed a memorandum addressed to the Union Home Minister and submitted it to the Governor of Nagaland. The memorandum emphasizes the historical rights of the Naga indigenous people and demanded, among others, revocation of the new border pass system and respect of indigenous rights in the context of borders. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has cut its policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% for the second straight time. Announcing this in Mumbai today, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the six-member Monetary Policy Committee voted unanimously for the rate cut in the first meeting of the financial year.
The MPC voted unanimously to reduce the policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% with immediate effect. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, the SDF rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.75%.
The committee also changed the monetary policy stance from neutral to accommodative, signaling further reductions in the repo rate. The RBI governor also said the MPC has decided to slash the GDP growth forecast to 6.5% in 2025-26 from 6.7% projected earlier, reflecting the impact of global trade and policy uncertainties. U.S. President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs came into effect, including a staggering 104% tariff on Chinese imports. The new tariff structure follows President Trump's ultimatum to Beijing to roll back its retaliatory 34% duties on American goods. The U.S. 26% tariffs on imports from India also came into effect today. Union Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government is working on a bilateral trade agreement, as was decided between Prime Minister Modi and US President Trump in February. Meanwhile, China has announced an additional 84% tariff on all goods imported from the US, effective from midnight on 10 April. Chief Conservator of Forests, Monitoring and Evaluation, Dr. Senthil Kumar N, has stressed the need for joint efforts in wildlife protection. He said this today during the inauguration of the new Ronren Village Gate in Wokha District. The gate is part of the forest and biodiversity management in the Himalaya Nagaland project funded by the German KfW Development Bank. He also called for community support to ensure the success of the project.
We request to coordinate and cooperate in the conservation of forests and to protect the wild animals and also to help the department in controlling the forest fire and all.
Dr. Senthil said the new gate is not just a physical structure, but a symbolic entry point for the community's commitment to conserve their forest and biodiversity. He encouraged the villagers to actively manage their community-conserved areas and fully utilize the project for sustainable development and livelihood improvement. The 78th Battalion CRPF observed Valor Day today at the battalion headquarters in Sechezubza by paying homage to the martyrs at the Martyrs' Memorial. On the occasion, Commandant Devnath Sonkumnwar took salute at quarter guard and conducted special Sainik Sammelan. In a message on X, Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to the warriors of CRPF on the CRPF Valor Day. He said the day bears testimony to the valor of the CRPF that stands as the iron shield of Bharat security. On April 9, 1965, 300 CRPF Bravehearts scripted history at Sardar Post in Ran of Kutch, Gujarat, by crushing the assault of a 3,500-strong Pakistani brigade. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. India and Slovakia signed two MOUs to cooperate in MSMEs and foreign service. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes climate change as biggest crisis, says solution lies in a sustainable lifestyle. Naga tribal leaders rally in Kohima to protest Indo-Myanmar border fencing. And RBI cuts repo rate by 25 basis points, lowers India's GDP growth forecast to 6.5% for 2025-26. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the morning news. Good night.